Hello, and Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing this audio from the office in my house in Plano, Texas. Good evening. I want to share some things with the body of Christ that I've observed during my 83 years in religion. I was born and raised in John Wesley Methodism. The Davidsons were Northern Methodists, and they weren't even saved. And sometime in 1900s, my aunt Neva Dodson, who was Luther Albert Davidson's oldest daughter, went to a revival meeting and was saved. This I've heard her share, and my dad told me several times. I knew Aunt Neva well. I loved her. She's a beautiful woman, commanded great respect when she spoke. Her very presence brought attention to her. That was not the best thing for her. That was a spirit with her that someone should have cast the devil out of. She ended up in a wheelchair for about the last 29 years, or 25 years of her life. I believe she went to heaven at age 79, thereabout, and her husband, Claude Dodson, lived to be 100 years of age. I knew Uncle Claude well. I think both of them are buried in Dudman Cemetery, west of Reeds, Missouri. I did not know when I opened my mouth what I was going to speak and what I was going to say, and I'm still not sure. I am receiving much opposition. But the holiness people, so-called, the church, was formed in the 1890s. Right. In southeast Kansas, most of them were Methodist Episcopal. Now, they were, for the most part, white. I do remember one or two or three maybe black people, but they were mostly white. Most of them were wealthy farmers or ranchers in southeast Kansas, except Luther Albert Davidson, my grandfather, and was raised, or we lived, in Jasper County, which bordered Kansas and Oklahoma. And Luther Davidson was the son of James Madison Davidson, a very wealthy, respected landowner, cattle breeder, and had 100 acres of strawberries on his 240 acres. James Madison was the president of some fruit growers association that will be brought out and posted in Jasper County. I was born on a 40-acre farm in a house on a farm that joined James Madison Davidson's 240 acres on the northwest. That house is still standing, and I think there might be a picture on my website. Amen. I was born in 1932, and I want to back up. A bit, my father and mother were married in 1928, and they came out of a very prosperous century, pardon me, decade. Seemed like a century. And 1929, my oldest sister, Dorothy, Eileen Davidson, was born. And 1932, April 1, Doyle Eugene Davidson, the one speaking, was born. By that time, there was a beginning of the Great Depression. It increased during the next 10 years. During that time, Redwood Church, pardon me, I need to back up. In 1924, Redwood Church was built by my grandfather, Luther Albert Davidson, his four sons and three son-in-laws. Amen. I knew him well. He died 1946, August 2nd, I think. And I was, 14 years old. Amen. He was a man I loved much, and he seemed to love me much. He's a man of faith, a very successful highway road builder. You can find where he received steel bridges at the Circoxie on rail in Circoxie, I think, in 1911. And they assigned them to him because he was building new bridges. And that's the kind of man that Luke was. He was my size, my build, only more bone and more muscle, and a lot stronger. A man of love. A man I greatly loved and admired because of his courage and integrity. Amen. He built Redwood Church himself along with help, but he was the one that led it, the second church. I'm not sure if at that time the organization was called the Fire Baptized Holiness Association or not, but sometime they took that name, and they were the most, not all, some were the most self-righteous bunch of people I ever met in my life. Sanctimonious, more spiritual than everyone. Luke, my grandfather, was not that way. Not that way at all. His wife was much that way. My grandmother, Georgiana, I loved her. She barely recognized me as a grandson. Oh, she'd say, hi, hello, just to be nice, because self-righteous people are nice, but they'll stab you in the back. So I was the least loved or liked of the Davidson grandchildren by her, but not by granddad. My sister, my oldest sister, born in 1929, grandmother loved her with her flesh. My grandmother loved my sister with her flesh. And she took my sister, Dorothy, over and made my sister just as self-righteous as she was. I really don't think my sister needed any help. We're not talking about an illiterate sister, one without intelligence, because she was. She has a son today, Galen Mitchell, M.D., neurologist, Pennsylvania, University of Pittsburgh, staff, plus on he has his own private practice. You can read about Galen on the website of Pittsburgh, I guess, University of Pittsburgh. He's an outstanding physician, and he was Dorothy's son. I knew him. Well, I saw him a few days after he was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in April 1952. Love him. My sister, who now is in heaven, but was influenced greatly or needed no influence, but was born a very self-righteous woman. And she thought her brother, number two in the family, was a nobody. She thought that I was a black sheep. She thought, said it, if I didn't get saved, I'd become an alcoholic. I don't know how she ever figured that one out. She could have thought, if I get saved, I go to hell. Well, that's where non-saved go, right? But this group formed in the 1890s, and the Davisons joined them in the 20s. I think my Aunt Neva joined them in 1919. And I'm sure she did. Aunt Neva became a pastor. She was a very influential woman. She became a pastor. And she exercised authority over men. Women pastors, you need to repent and get out. And get out now. God didn't put you there. I don't care who you are. Co-pastors, women with a man, no. Get out now. Do yourself a favor. Repent now. Because my aunt, Neva, spent 25 years. And I think a wheelchair. I talked to her in 1956 after I came home from the Navy. I went to visit her in Independence, Kansas, and Uncle Claude. Look up her history. A courier will post this for you. My heart is grieved about the self-righteousness of some of my family. Grieve. Amen. Thank God. These people got so self-righteous that some in the 30s, I can remember, so it had to be 30s or 40s during the war, their dress became so essential to them that they could not allow one drop of a woman's flesh be exposed anywhere, publicly, I suppose. They must have been exposed at home with their husband because they had children. I remember my mother. Thank God for Alba Sarah. She said, "This is nonsense. This is nonsense." They all would dress in thick clothing where no flesh would be exposed. I recall my mother. Oh, how I love my mother. How I respect my mother. And she said, "I will not cease to wear nylon stockings. Fleshly colored. I will not." Oh, my older sister, she was so self-righteous, she followed after him. But mother said, "No way will you cause me to be this way. I will dress the way I think is appropriate." And my mother happened to be one that said to the Lord when she was young, "You give me a son and I'll give him back to you. And I'm the son. I'm 83. I'm very, very much alive and well. And I thank God for mother. I thank God for the faith of some of the holiness people. Granddad, Dad, Elliot Hodge. I don't know about others, but I know about those three. And I am so grateful to talk to Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, California, wherever, Pennsylvania, wherever you people existed. My friends, oh, especially Springfield, Missouri. I know you people. Joplin, Missouri, I know you people. Your righteousness is self, not a God. Not a God. I grew up with you. I know you. You're holier than thou. Sanctimonious people. Oh, you aspire to be more righteous than even God. Well, I think for this moment, this audio is finished. I love you, every one of you. You self-righteous people, and by the way, you atheists who are real self-righteous, who thinks there's no God. Now consider that, folks, that think you're greater than anyone else spiritually. But atheists don't even need a God, so they say. I love you. God bless you. I'm closing this for now. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in Plano, Texas. God bless. Good day.